Mike Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome again to a few moments of fellowship together around the precious Word of God. This is Bob Griggs and the Bread of Life broadcast, and we're delighted to have you joining us as we're continuing to look into Revelation chapter 21. We're talking about a book that God used in my life as a little boy to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And it has no words in it. It's a most interesting little book. And the first page of it is gold. And we're talking about how that reminds us of heaven and the New Jerusalem, where the streets are paved with pure gold. And the city itself is of gold, as we read last time. And so there's a golden hue about the city, and light emanates forth from the city. And notice, last time we were talking about there being Revelation 21:4. Let me read it to you. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, no more emotional pain, nor crying, no more physical pain or crying because of a broken heart. Neither shall there be any more pain. Notice that, beloved, there'll be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Oh, beloved, you talk about an amazing and a wonderful and a glorious place where there's no suffering, no sorrow, no pain. Oh, beloved, what a wonderful and amazing place this place is going to be. And if you'll look in chapter 21 of Revelation and verse 22, I saw no temple therein. There'll be no church buildings, no temples in this glorious city, because, verse 22, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. That is, God the Father and God the Son are living there in this glorious city, and we will go to see them in person. Oh, beloved, you talk about a glorious experience, beholding the eternal God who created this universe, who brought it all into existence by the word of His mouth. Oh, to behold the Lord Jesus who loved us and gave Himself for us, to behold God the Father, who is love, and so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, beloved, this glorious city, there we can see the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can see our Heavenly Father, we who have been born again and adopted into the family of God. Oh, you talk about a glorious place. Oh, how wonderful is this glorious place that the gold page reminds us of. Thus, even today, when a believer in Jesus Christ departs from the body, they go to be with the Lord. We're told this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8. We're confident, I say, and this is the writing of the Apostle Paul under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Oh, chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians tells us about an experience that the Apostle Paul had. It was an out-of-the-body experience when he went into the third heaven, into the presence of God. He said, into paradise, and he beheld things which he said it was not lawful for man's tongue to repeat. That is, man's tongue just could not describe the glory and the wonder and the beauty of it. But God was not through with Paul yet. And so Paul came back to earth, his spirit came back into his body, and he continued his ministry, but he wrote these words as a result. He said, "I'd rather depart and be with Christ, which is far, far better." Oh, beloved, the death of a child of God is not a horrible, terrible experience. It's a deliverance from this old body of sin into the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Romans, and let me describe to you what's wrong with these physical bodies that we live in. Here in Romans chapter 7, the Apostle Paul is writing about this body of flesh. And in verse 14 of Romans 7, Paul describes an experience that every child of God has. "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal." And the word carnal means centered around the flesh, sold under sin. "For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good." He said, I'm proving that God's law is righteous and that it's good. And he says an interesting statement next that I want you to notice, verse 17. "Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Notice that statement, beloved. Paul said that this struggle that went on in him was not of him, but it was of sin that dwelled in his physical body. "For I know," verse 18, "I know that in me," what does he mean by the word me? "In me, that is in my flesh." He's talking about this physical body. "In my flesh dwelleth no good thing." Now, Paul sees a difference between the flesh, the body, and himself. You see, beloved, our identity is not from this body. I'll talk to you sometime about our identification and our understanding that the body is not who we are. The body is simply the earth suit that we dwell in while walking here on earth. Who we are is a spiritual being, and it's in our spirit where our true identity dwells. And so Paul says, "It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." And by me, he says, I'm talking about the flesh, the physical body. "For in me," that is, in my flesh, verse 18, "for I know that in me," that is, in my flesh, "dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." He said, now this is where the battle occurs. This is where the struggle takes place. I want to please God. I want to obey Him. But I keep falling into sin. I keep doing things that I don't want to do. And he said, it's because of sin dwelling in this fleshly body. So notice what he says. "No good thing," verse 18, "for I know that in me," that is in my flesh, "dwelleth no good thing." He says there's no good thing in this fleshly body. "For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not." That's where the struggle comes in. Verse 19, "For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do." What a confusing situation. And notice verse 20, Paul begins to explain this contradiction. "Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me." Now, Paul says sin is at work in this fleshly body, and that's what trips me up. It's indwelling sin. It's not me, because in my spirit I've accepted Christ, and I'm pure, and I'm clean, and the Holy Spirit dwells in my spirit. John 3:6 says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That's physical birth. But that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. That's spiritual birth. And so Paul's differentiating between the spirit and the body. Now, if I do that, verse 20, that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 21, I find then a law. Now, here's a law. It's a spiritual law that Paul is going to explain to us. That's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is a natural law. And anything that you throw up, the law of gravity pulls it back down, unless it can go out beyond the pull of gravity. That's just a natural law, the law of gravity. Well, Paul gives us a spiritual law here. He says, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now, this is a law that every believer is going to always experience in this physical body. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. That's my spirit. That's the spiritual part of me that delights in God's law. Verse 23, but I see another law in my members, the members of this fleshly body, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Now notice that. Sin indwells this fleshly body. And what's the wages of sin? Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. And that's why this body has to die. Because it is infected with sin. Sin indwells this physical body. And that's where the battle comes in. It's between my indwelling Holy Spirit and my righteousness in my spirit and sin that indwells the body, and that's where this battle occurs. Oh, I used to think it was an old nature and a new nature, but Romans 6 tells us the old nature's been crucified with Christ. It's been put to death. So it's not the old nature, but it's the law of sin indwelling this body. Till next time, goodbye.